This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Marisa Lagos in for Madeline Brandt. It turns out there can be too much of a good thing. After months of heavy snow, California now has one of the largest snowpacks on record. While that's welcome news for some of the state's reservoirs that remain below their historical average, the biggest concern is how fast the snow will melt and the flooding that comes with it. Joining us now is Jeffrey Mount. He's a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California, and he studies water resources management and flood management. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so let's just start with big picture. There's a lot of confusing numbers that the state likes to throw out about the snowpack. 237% of average, a snow water equivalent of 61 inches. In plain English, what are we talking about here? How big is the snowpack?
It's a hell of a lot of snow in plain English. That's the simplest way to put it. Think about it this way. Right now in the Southern Sierras, if you look at the amount of water that's in the snow, it is that's just in the snow in the southern part, which will drain into the Tulare Basin. It's more than the entire South Coast uses in a year. I mean, that's a lot of water that's stuffed up there in the snowpack, waiting to come down. Which is you now join everybody else in the hand wringing about when that water is going to come out of the Sierras.
Yeah. And how much. Well, we all live through the rain and snowfall, which obviously hit the Sierra Nevada even harder. It feels like we should be popping champagne, right? Just a few months ago, most of the state was in a severe drought, but it could be kind of an embarrassment of riches when it starts melting, right?
Yeah. So welcome to California. I remind your listeners that California's climate when it comes to precipitation is the most variable in North America. Nothing comes close. I mean, remember, we have an annual drought, stops raining in May and doesn't rain again till October, if we're lucky. And then we have these multi-annual droughts. And then we have these big soakers like we had this year. So I always laugh when I hear weather people say, well, today it's 10 inches above normal. And I always go, what's normal?
What's normal?
Yeah. A whole lot of water or very little water. Nothing in between. No Goldilocks moments here in California. So we've got one of those years where our natural variability was really amped up by at least 12 of these atmospheric rivers. The big difference is in these atmospheric rivers as they came in were cool. And so you had, instead of prodigious amounts of rain, which is what you would expect, we had prodigious amounts of snow. And indeed, you know, they say we have tied the all-time record. No, probably not, because we really don't know. The way we used to measure snow is very different than the way we measure it today. All we know is it's certainly close to, if not the record for snow.
Right. So, I mean, it's good that it came in snow, not just in rain, right? But now we're going to deal with the fallout. So where will most of the water go? You mentioned the Tulare Basin and the Central Valley. Is that the kind of the place we're all going to be keeping the sharpest eye on?
Yeah, so we are. And I mean, as you know, for many of your listeners spend a lot of time in the Eastern Sierra, this would not be a good year to plan a backpacking trip on the John Muir Trail, for example, because there's going to be snow all summer up there. And it's going to be pretty hard to find your way around. But most of the interest now is really the Central Valley, and specifically the Central Valley south of Stockton, for example, where you have the Tulare Basin at the very southern end, which is a basin. So almost all the snow that runs off will run right into that hole in the ground, which used to be a lake.
Right. It reappeared for like after a century of dormancy this year, right?
Well, it reappears more often than that. About once a generation, it reappears. That's to give you its sort of scope. And we had it in 1997. We had it in 83. We had it in 69 and we had it in 52. So they were big rebirths. Nature called its lake home in all those years simply because there's just no place to put the water. I mean, there's so much water going into that hole in the ground. But just to the north is a place that has at least some flood managers pretty concerned, and that's the San Joaquin River. And so the San Joaquin River drains out of the central Sierras and it's got big tributaries that come in like the Tuolumne and the Merced and the Stanislaus. So Yosemite, for example, drains into the San Joaquin River and it's got pretty crummy levees along it and a lot of poor communities are parked along it. So people are really worried that snowmelt, if it comes fast enough, is going to really cause some trouble there. So I think that's what we're going to be watching this year, the rest of this year, besides the fact that many of your listeners will be skiing at Mammoth on July 4th.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that there's concerns with this flooding about not just what it does to lives and property, but contamination, sewage overflows. And yet, as I said, I mean, we have been in drought. It's good news that most of the reservoirs are filling back up. Do you think the state needs to be doing more to make sure that that water stays there? Because we're not capturing all of it, right?
Right. I mean, so is this at the Public Policy Institute of California for years now, we've been saying, you know, we really have to beef up our wet year management so that we can get through our dry years better. And this is not falling on deaf ears. This is something that the Newsom administration has been pushing for quite some time, and the Brown administration before that. We need to do a much better job of wet year management and to try and sock water away. And this doesn't mean we're building a bunch of dams throughout California. Our biggest empty reservoir is in the ground. And it's more than three times the space that we have in our dams, behind our dams. So we need to have strategies that put more water in the ground during these very wet years.
And some of that's happening, right? I mean, we've seen an attempt to sort of build back up that groundwater.
Yeah,
back up that Central Valley floor that sunk so much.
Well, I mean, people may not be feeling that way in the Tulare Lake Basin this summer, since they're talking about amounts of water that might take several years to get out of the basin. But it's pretty substantial. But I do want to remind one last thing it really matters how fast the snowpack melts, right? If we slow it down and spread out over a long time, it's going to be great. And we're not likely to have as much damage, except in the Tulare Basin.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, but we'll watch. Hopefully it won't get too hot too fast.
Okay. That's the hope. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeffrey Mount. He's a senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California. Appreciate you being here.